It's 88.5 KCSN. It's Sky Daniels, and we have a special guest today, Justin Towns Earl.
How are you?
We're great, Justin. Now, normally, we do this a little differently, but I thought I'd take a different tact on this one. You know, you often say that when you write and you sing, you know, you're observing everything. You know, it's like music's your sensory radar. So what I thought is, rather than start asking questions, I'd ask you to play a song that befits your mood and your surroundings at the moment. What are you feeling now? And I'll listen intently, and I'll kind of gauge where you're at, and we'll go from there. So why don't you start with a song that sort of spells it out for how you're feeling right now?
All right, let's do that. We'll see. I'm feeling kind of lazy. Tired of laying in bed and listening to the water run. Ceilings falling in, baby's dress is covered in dust. So I don't care what it costs. Baby, dust that all thing off. It's one more night in Brooklyn, baby, we're getting lost. Now I ain't taking you home, but I found a little place that'll do. It'll never match the beauty of a Tennessee spring, but it's something new. So let them say what they'll say. I'll find a way and we'll make it pay. It's one more night in Brooklyn, baby, that's all I can take now. One more night. Tired of waiting on you and waiting on the train. I'm tired of your late night calls with the same old complaints now. And so you pack up your bags and you start looking west, but tonight, baby, ordering in and making damn sure we don't leave nothing behind now. So baby, put your hands on me. Let's get real hot and just go to sleep. It's one more night in Brooklyn, baby, it's just you and me. One more night now, baby.
Now that's interesting. Because obviously that's a song about being at home and having that sense of roots and just wanting to be there. And I imagine you don't get a lot of that because you've been a guy who's self-admittedly been a troubadour of the truest sort.
Yeah, I've been on the road for the past 15 years. I mean, and it's what I do. But I mean, I think I'm also at a point in my life where I now have two homes, and you know, one in Nashville and one in New York, and it's kind of nice to occasionally get to stop and spend a little time in them, where I used to not care where I ended up and all that. I found that I started noticing a couple of years ago that I was starting to, you know, I'm not, you know, slow by any means, but I'm slowing down, and it's not near as fun as it used to be.
It happens, my friend. It happens. The rubber wears off the tires, especially when you're spinning them fast.
Take
it from a guy who knows. You've taken the tact of, I'm going to go earn my fans as I earn my fans on the road. How many dates, you know, do you figure you're doing now in a year?
Probably around 250, something like that.
Chuck would be proud.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like around 2 or 250, and I've done that and above, you know, for the past 5 years, because it really is. I mean, the only way to make money nowadays is sync licensing and touring. So it's like we do shows and, you know, make the money to get down the road to the next show and hope that the guy that shows up and, you know, at that show, you know, who's on the guest list can actually get your song into some kind of commercial or something like that. And that's about your only chance of making any big money nowadays. And I mean, I really, you know, don't, very, very few people, I'm not of the mindset, like, I've heard a lot of people say nobody's ever going to sell millions, multi-million records again, but I don't believe that, you know. I don't believe that that's dead, but I don't believe that it's ever going to work the way that it used to. I don't think as many people, you're not going to have like a Billboard chart where even the top 10 is selling a million records,
right.
You know. You're going to have a Billboard chart where the top 10 drops down to about a quarter of a million records,
right.
You know. And that's going to be, that'll make a big change.
Why don't you give us one now that you know of late, you've just been feeling it, that they get it from the opening notes.
Let's see, let's do a... I was doing all right, laying in and laying low. I was wasting my night calling in my favorite songs on the local radio. I was standing in the window and I was staring down into the streets. Just when the lightning flashed and the thunder rolled, telephone. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman. Rain keep coming, but it ain't enough to cover the pain. Now I've always been a fool for a conversation and a couple smokes. When I'm feeling this blue, I just need someone to laugh at my jokes. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain. And it's early evening, so there's hope for a better day. It's getting late,
Friday night and the crowds are starting to fade away. And I know I shouldn't be here waiting on her, but I keep thinking any second she'll be coming round the corner and I should be in my room. And I should learn how to forget. Well, she may be pretty, oh, but someday I'll get sick of her shit. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain. Rain keep coming, but it ain't enough to cover the pain. I'm waiting for a Christchurch woman in the rain. And it's early evening, so there's hope for a better day.
We like to let the sustain go here. We're very sensitive to that. Yeah, I'm going to get the 800-pound gorilla out of the room. You've been really open, both in song and in interviews and conversation you've done about, you know, call it hard living, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, to put it. And you've taken it to the edge of the edge. I'm having more fun now than I've had in the last 25 years.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I think I am too. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, I couldn't remember what I did, you know, years for a lot of the years. So it's refreshing just to remember what I did the night before.
God bless. Well, give us one that, why don't we get one now that is part of some of the upside, the positive things you've been feeling, something that brings joy in your life. One that's all about, I'm feeling good now.
Well, I guess we'll just do it. We'll do a new one, a new song, if I can remember it. Well, I might mess it up.
Staring down the blacktop at a cold, dark night. Pitch black sky, there ain't a star in sight. Yeah, well, I'm looking for a change, baby. Passing through Memphis in the rain. Oh, whitewashed buildings and overgrown yards. I got one hand on the wheel, I got one on my heart. Looking for a girl without a name. I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. No matter what I do, I can't stop. I gotta keep that hammer to the floor, baby, until I'm clear out of Arkansas. Yeah, cause baby, I know what they can do to me. Oh, and now I'm not gonna let them make a fool out of me. I'm looking for a change. I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. Sometimes a man's just gotta know when to go, yeah. He's gotta earn a keep, baby. He's gotta know when he's been beaten. So I called a cousin down in Houston. Oh, he said he's got some work down there for me to do. I'm looking for a change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Yeah, things are starting to get strange. I'm passing through Memphis in the rain, baby. Oh, my.
I read that you're thinking of sopping up some Memphis gravy for some inspiration on some new stuff you're writing, yeah?
Yeah, and that song I just wrote like a week ago I was kind of looking at the songs that I had, and we just needed something that kind of moved a little bit faster, and we were actually, my girlfriend's from Memphis, and we were going to home to visit her. We were going to visit her parents, and we got like right as we crossed into Shelby County, it just started pissing rain down on us, and so sometimes it works out for the best.
So out of it, you see, look at that. We've got a song that's less than a week old. So I guess this is sort of a premiere, right?
Yeah, I've played it live once or twice, but it's the first time it's ever been recorded.
Oh, and now it's going to hit the internet and all that stuff.
Yeah.
By the time it's on the record, yeah, everybody's going to say, we downloaded it 2 million times off of KCSN, and you know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. We thought by having you out here we'd help, but geez, now we just let it get pirated. We may not be able to play that one, guys. Let's talk about the tour you're doing. Tonight you're at the Music Box. Good bill.
Yeah.
You know,
me and Jason Isbell and Caitlin Rose, and you know, all of us have all worked together. Me and Jason have worked together for years, and Caitlin's a very fast up and coming artist out of Nashville who is she comes from the same place. She's got a very steep tradition of country in her family and in her life, and she kind of makes it a little weird makes it a little weirder and pushes it out there, and it's really good. And Jason Isbell in the 400 unit is without question one of the best bands in America right now, I do believe. One of my favorite to watch, and Jason's is also one of my favorite songwriters.
So it's great when you're traveling with artists that, you know, you want to be out front as much as backstage. You want to be taking them in and they're taking you in. So it's a good it's a good traveling crew. Friday night, you're heading to the place that between you and I, and I guess all our listeners, I forgot about them. And between you and I, meaning you and me, the listener, and I'm also letting Justin in on this too. San Luis Obispo is the place where I'm going to call it a day. After I build this place to the mountaintop, dude, that's where I'm going. I'm going to find some place. I don't know how big or how nice it'll be, but I'm just going to lay down there, and everyone who's coming up to 101, stop in. I'll play a few tunes for you. That's how I'm heading. So you're going to a place that I don't know how many years down the road. If you come through, maybe I'll have a little radio station there, and you come by, and you can play some tunes.
We'll do that.
I'll be kicking there. But we want to thank you for coming by today. We're big fans of your music. We're big fans of you because we know that you said something earlier about there's not a lot of artists. That's not exactly what you said. There's a lot of musicians. Everyone learns that becoming an artist requires and takes a lot more of your soul and of your commitment, and you have that commitment, and we thank you and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you stopping by. It's Justin Townsend. You can see him tonight at the Music Box Theater. And as I said, if you feel like driving up the coast, you can catch them Friday night up in San Luis Obispo. It's Justin Towner on 88.5 KCSN.